Excellent. You made it through the prison matter transporter. You even seem to have all your limbs intact. That's good. Yes, I am a girl. Very good. It seems that most of your brain made it through as well. I guess I can forgive you your confusion. You were expecting a one-way trip to the men's penal colony. They say it's not a bad place. It's all political prisoners, so it's not like you're fighting off serial killers the moment you touch down. But there's no coming back from that world. Honestly, I'm not even sure if the grapevine really knows how many people are still alive over there. From what I hear, they kind of just keep transporting the male prisoners there, expecting them to be responsible and set up some kind of primitive society all on their own. They even send supplies sometimes, along with the prisoners. But if you ask me, I think the government couldn't care less whether everyone has already keeled over dead from a fancy case of dengue fever. It's probably amazing they even bothered to check and see if the planet they're shipping you all off to is even habitable in the first place. So, you're definitely not there. There's no women there. And as you can clearly see, I'm definitely a woman. Didn't you wonder where they sent the female political prisoners? It's the same setup. Primitive planet, no intelligent life forms to play with. There's a few buildings here they built at the beginning, and the receiving end of the matter transporter. That's it. Oh, and 32,372 women, at last count. And now one man. No, it wasn't intentional on their part. You see, I'm what they call a genius. No bragging. Unfortunately, even my brain power can't make this transporter into anything more than a receiver. But what I can do is temporarily fool the network into thinking it's actually the receiver on the man's penal colony. At least, long enough for you to pop out of it. It burnt out the one nanocord I had smuggled in here with me, but I knew that was going to happen. I just hope you were worth the sacrifice. I was able to access the accompanying data flow before I had to commit to intercepting you. Your files show that you're intelligent, educated, you're healthy enough, and good genetics. Your one flaw seems to be that you couldn't keep your mouth shut about what the government was doing. But that applies to pretty much everyone here. You're going to be spending the rest of your life with people just like you. Well, except for the part where they're women. So, this day is turning out much better than you expected. Sure, you've still been exiled to some godforsaken rock about 100 light years from home, but now you're the only man on a world full of women. And I've got plans for you. Plans I think you might like. You see, they segregate these prisons for good reason. It's too politically unpopular to outright kill us, so they just exile you for life. If the government does that for long enough, then eventually the resistance dies off, just because new resistance members aren't being born. The troublesome parts of the population just get bred out of existence, because it's only the passive ones left behind. Rabble-rousers like us just die off, childless, far enough away to not cause any trouble. But you change everything. One male isn't quite the ideal, but, as I said, you have good genetics. We can work with that. We just have to meet you with the best and the brightest of the female political prisoners here and breed ourselves a new generation of resistance fighters. See? This day just keeps getting better and better. You get to play stud for an entire planet full of willing brood mares. Well, willing enough to keep you busy for the rest of your life. There's probably 10,000 women out there that would fuck you just because you're the only man here. You're not gay, are you? That would really throw a wrench into it. Oh, thank God. Good. Well, you're gonna have your hands full when you're here. There are thousands of women out there working for our cause, willing to breed with you for the sake of new resistance fighters. Or just want to have children. We're going to need those children, too. They used to send 100 women through a day here. Now it's maybe one or two. Part of it is that they've rounded up so many of the so-called troublemakers already. But we've also heard they've got some new penal colonies set up on other worlds, ready to start taking new prisoners. They'll stop sending new women here soon, and then they'll just forget about us. Let us all die of old age before they start repopulating with more convicts. It's their way of being careful. But with you, we can be self-sustaining. We can grow our population, even while they sit back and expect us to politely die off in droves. And we have plans for all those people. We've already started building the infrastructure and industry we need on this world. It's slow, I'll admit. Sure, we've got intellectuals out the ass, but how many experienced, blue-collar, female steelworkers and construction experts do you think get arrested for political crimes against the state every year? Not nearly enough, if you ask me. But what we've started, we'll now be able to maintain. We'll build our own civilization with your children. At least, for another generation. And that's all we need. I told you I couldn't alter this matter transmitter to do anything other than receive, but that doesn't mean I can't build up a completely new one from scratch. It won't be easy. We'll need to fast-track our way through building all the necessary components. You know, what we can't salvage or retrofit out of all the other old tech, but it's not as hard as you might think. We've got most of Earth's best and brightest here, ready and willing to see this through, if we can keep the infighting at bay. I figure it'll take about 30 years if we can kick all their asses in gear. 35, tops. Then we'll have multiple matter transmitters, weapons, and an army trained to use both. We'll liberate the other prison worlds first, increase our numbers even more, before we start taking the battle back to Earth. There's also the weapon caches stored off-world, where they thought they'd be safe from us. They were wrong. Then, maybe the government will realize that it was a mistake to exile their best and their brightest, their scientists, their open-minded military officers. They'll have been stagnant, complacent for all these years, while we've been here, dynamic and adapting. Instead of taking them down from within, if we have to, we'll be able to tear them down from the outside. I have such plans for our civilization. And for you, of course. It all starts with you. And it starts today. The sooner we start means the sooner we finish, and the faster we grow. You'll do it, won't you? You'll help us. All this work. Thank you. You don't know how I was... I mean, there were so many... Thank you. Really. I really should tell someone what I've done here today. But not right now. There are advantages to being leader. I did tell you I was the leader, didn't I? I'm the smartest, after all. It takes brains to stay at the top. And when you meet some of these ladies, you'll probably appreciate the truth of that so much more. Have you ever tried taking some of the most pampered, cutthroat, and celebrated political powers on the planet, rip them right out of their cushy, multi-million-dollar mansions, and see how well they take to sewing their own shoes? There's no word for that kind of PMS bitch fit. Be glad it's been a few years since the worst of it, or you'd never want to fuck us. But that's the reason I'm allowed private access to the transporter and the resources to work on it. And bringing to our world the biggest case of beefcake any of us have seen in years is only going to cement that further. I didn't mean... No, it was just a compliment. Really. I looked hard to find a man like you. And not just because I thought you were a great piece of ass. You'd think I'd want to hand you power and then set you loose on my planet if you were just some pretty dickwad out for pussy. No. You're... you're good. And people are going to see that. And I'm the most powerful woman on the planet, and it's taken some mean elbow slinging to stay here. So I can't help it that I look at you, and I see one more good way I can keep all this from falling down. But it's lonely at the top. I've gotten used to, well, being like this. Yeah? You forgive me? I'm glad. Really glad. Because the best leaders lead by example. I can't really tell my people to go forth and multiply if I'm not willing to do the same. Besides, I've been stuck on this world for almost 4 years now, and it's been much longer than that since I've been with a man. It's not that I don't mind the lovers I have now, but some days I barely remember what a cock is, you know? So, here's your chance to get in good with your new boss, if you're up to the task. I'm reasonably attractive. And in good shape, too. Living on a primitive world keeps you fit. It keeps all the other women here in good shape, too. And I guess we'll be keeping you in good shape. The hardest part will be in not wearing you out. I hope you don't mind that I've got to be the one who needs to test your limits. I'll have to see just what kind of stamina you have. So, let's get you out of that shoddy prison outfit they put you in. Is that okay? We'll make you some new clothes. Out of leather, some local plant fibers. You'll be badass and look ready to punch a dragon. Not that you'll need clothes all that much. Oh, well. I never thought I'd see a cock again. And maybe it's just several years of seeing only female parts, but this is a really nice-looking one. And it's the only one on the entire planet. That makes it a precious commodity. So, I guess it needs to be kept someplace safe. And I have the perfect place in mind. Let me take off this homemade outfit I'm wearing, so I can show you exactly what I was thinking of. Someplace designed specially for it. It's nice and soft, but hot and tight. It's not exactly a rare commodity on this planet, since there's literally tens of thousands of them here, but it's going to be the first one you have in your new home. And I suspect it's going to be the one you're going to end up seeing the most. Hey, don't let the other women here know, but I actually like being on the bottom. With a man, at least. But I've been in charge around here for way too long, and I just want to let someone else be in charge for a change. I can forget about running this planet, the revolution. I don't want that weight on my shoulders for just a little bit. The only weight I want on me is your body. Good. I love a man who can take a hint. Or that can move on top of me all nice and gentle like that. Gentle can be so hard to come by in a world like this. If that's the kind of lover you are, I think I'm going to have even more trouble with sharing you with the others. But I will, you know, no matter how good you are or how gentle. Because it's what needs to be done. You need to be the father of our entire army. I guess I'll have to settle for being the mother of the revolution. And maybe of a few revolutionaries. Now, don't make me wait any longer. I don't know how long it's been for you, but it's been way too long for me. And the sooner we start, the sooner we finish. But hopefully not too soon. Still, the faster we start, the quicker you'll be able to recover for next time. You're going to be having sex as often as your body can handle it. Each time you have sex is another potential freedom fighter, and we're going to need as many of them as we can make. So, let's get this revolution started.
Mm-mm. Mm.
This is probably the first time a man has been inside a woman in this planet's history. But not the last. Definitely not the last. It's the first of a thousand, thousand times. We're gonna work you so hard. Starting with right now, I need to make sure you're capable of fucking a planet full of women. So let me see what you've got. This world doesn't reward weak women, so don't worry about taking it easy on me. Our woman won't take it easy on you. There you go. Now I know I'm being fucked. I'm not forgetting this moment. The feeling of the hard floor under me. Your hard body on top of me. Your hard cock in me. This is the day the war turns around. It all starts with the simple act of making love. Just keep driving yourself into me. Do me a favor. Make love to me like it's just us on this planet. Like there's not gonna be thousands of women lined up outside your door tomorrow, begging for you to fuck them. To impregnate them with future soldiers. Right. I should take my own advice, shouldn't I? Me first. And second. And possibly third. I don't need to tell the others about you today. I've worked so hard. I should be able to enjoy the fruits of my labors. What good is it having power if I can't abuse it? Just a little? Or let someone abuse my poor, neglected little pussy? There is a time I worried about getting pregnant. About bringing a child into a world run by an oppressive government. But now I realize I need to have children just to take that government down. I won't let them breed the average person as some docile little sheep. So go ahead. Do it. Try your hardest to impregnate me. Let me feel your cock shooting hard and hot and thick inside me. Let me feel your cum dripping out of me, because you filled me up more than I can take. Let me... Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm gonna... I quite enjoyed that. Wow. I was prepared to sleep with whoever I was able to pull out through the transport system, but I am quite pleased with you. I might even have slept with you if we were back home. Things were normal. I know casual sex is illegal there. Doesn't that sound wrong to you? That's just one of the things we're fighting for here, don't you see? The right to choose who we have sex with, and when, and why. The right to determine our destinies, for our bodies, our families. It's the right to be free. Listen. Come with me. The presidential palace isn't far from here, and I think I can sneak you into it without anyone seeing what I've got with me. It's not so much a palace, it's a little metal shelter. It's one of hundreds we built from kits they sent through. But it does have a fairly big and soft bed that I made myself. It's lasted me for a few years now. So, let's go see if we can break it.